神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, going on to the problem of personal growth in developing the inner child and the problems there to a mature adult.
我们要继续来谈，就是关于我们里面这个没有成熟的里面那个我，孩子的我，然后所延伸出来的不成熟的一些现象，一些问题。
This time we're going to start with trust.
那今天我们要谈的是信任的部分。
Building trust in our lives.
在我们的生命里面建造这种信任的特质。
First, we must understand what is trust.
首先我们要了解什么叫信任。
Actually, it's letting others know your feelings, your emotions, your reaction, and having the confidence that they respect you enough to keep it private and not take advantage of you.
所谓的信任就是呢，你可以很放心的敞开你心里面的感受，你的想法，而且呢，你很放心对方呢，不会把你的想法或感受呢，做一种好像一个大题来发挥，你觉得你可以信任他们。
It's sharing your inner feelings and thoughts with others with the belief that they will not spread them, they will not use them against you.
你很相信当你把你里面的想法跟感受敞开给对方知道的时候，他不会用这样子来发挥，或者是用这样子来抵挡你。
Actually, it's the fact that you put confidence in a person and knowing that they will support you.And they understand your weaknesses.
所谓的信任就是呢，你对一个人有那种相信的心，即使他知道你的软弱、你的短处，他还是会支持你。
Part of trust is assuming that others will not intentionally hurt you or abuse you if you should make an error or a mistake.
所谓的信任就是即使自己犯了错误或者是呢有一些差错的时候呢，那你相信别人不会因为这样子就来好像很大大的指责你或批评你。
Can you see how even children, will lose this trust when their parents abuse them or make fun of them when they do something wrong?
你可以想象当父母亲对于孩子的错误大加指责或者是呢有一种不管是哪方面的这种好像虐待一样的时候呢，那孩子的感受会怎么样，他们是不是会就不信任了呢？
And then many times they close their heart to trust anyone.
这样子的话，那他们呢就关起他们的心来，就不再信任任何一个人了。
Trust is when you have a secretAnd you know you can tell it to this person, and you can share your secrets, and they will be safe.
所谓的信任就是你可以把你的秘密讲出来，而且呢，你会觉得说不管我怎么讲，我都是安全的。
Trust goes to our emotions also.
信任也进入了这个情绪的部分。
You sense that in this person that accepts you, that nothing can really disrupt the bond between you and them.
你觉得说啊，有信任的时候呢，对方是他可以接纳你的，不管怎么样呢，都不会破坏你们两个人的关系。
And you see, this is the reality of building relationships.
那事实上，这个就是一个建立彼此关系的一个实际。
Much of it is built on trust.
那两个人的关系呢，是建立在信任上面的。
See, trust gives you the ability to let others into your life.
所谓的信任就是容许别人进入你的生命里面。
So that you can create and build a relationship.
好让你可以建立或者是建造一个新的关系。
A relationship of understanding.
这种关系呢包括对对方的了解。
Of mutual respect one to another.
包括对对方的一种真诚的尊重。
Caring and being concerned to help that other person and they would help you in times of need.
包括彼此的关心，包括对彼此需要的关心。
They actually help you and assist you to grow and mature independently.
这种信任呢，会协助帮助我们，助长我们建立独立的特性。
Trust is the glue of relationship that allows you to need others to fulfill yourself.
所谓的信任就是好像两个人之间的一种好像那种黏胶一样它可以帮助你靠近别人而且呢也让你自己里面所需要的得到一个成全
God did not make us to be alone
神造我们不是单独的不是让我们啊独存的
And you see actually you can be alone in a crowd
有时候呢你在群众很多人的中间呢你还是感觉很孤独
And this element of trust can bring you to this place
这个信任呢可以带给你啊，就是不孤独
You know, sometimes when we meet people and when we work with them we find a person that really we begin to trust and we open up ourselves to our background our problems, our mistakes and we're assured that they're not going to push us aside
有时候我们在我们的人生当中会碰到或者在我们的工作会遇到一些同事呢我们可以跟他们讲我们心里面想要讲的把我们的问题就这样很啊原本的来告诉他们的时候呢那你心里面还是会有那种信任度觉得他不会对你怎么样
Actually, it's the act of placing yourself in a position or relying on others to treat you in a fair, open and honest way
那事实上当你愿意信任对方的时候你等于是开发了一个让对方可以来公平的对待你或者是尊重你的一个管道
Now you may not have any social contact with your manager
或许呢你跟你的上面的经理呢没有任何的这种社交关系
But you have learned that you can trust that person
但是你还是可以学习去信任他
They're fair to you
他们对你是公平的
They're very open and honest with you
他们对你是很公开很敞开的而且是诚实的
So do you see how important trust is?
所以你可以看到这个信任有多重要吗
But you say I can't trust anyone
或许你说呢我没有办法信任任何一个人
Well, let's talk a little bit about why people have trouble developing trust in others
那我们也来谈一谈为什么有一些人就是有那种不信任人的这种问题
For some, it began in the first year of their life
就从一岁的时候就开始了
Erickson, one of the psychiatrists, says that The first year of our life is when a child builds the very seeds and roots of trust.
一个很有名的心理学家这样说，第一年就是我们的一岁的这样一年当中呢，是我们种下我们信任的种子，而且建立信任的根基的一年。
If during that period of the first year, the child has been neglected, the child has felt not safe,You say a baby feeling not safe? Of course.
当你第一年的成长过程当中呢，有这种被弃绝的感觉，或者是没有安全感的话，你以为说孩子没有这种感觉，对不对？事实上他们是有的。
Suppose the child has fallen.
比如说呢，孩子曾经跌倒过。
Of course that makes them feel not safe.
那当他们跌倒的时候，他们就没有安全感了。
Suppose no one really cares when they need to be changed, and at times they really are hungry and they're not fed on time.
当他们尿不湿的时候，没有人换尿布，或者是饿的时候呢，没有人及时来喂他们的时候，他们都有感受的。
They get very little love. They get very little time that they're held. These are things that develop mistrust.In a baby.
在这第一年当中呢他们没有感受到那种爱只有一点点的啊那种感受或者是呢他们没有感受到被关顾被关心的话 那在这一年里面，他们就建立起那种不信任的这样的一个情况了。
And sometimes that continues on into their lives.
那这一年所种下的呢，这样的根基呢，会继续在你生活、生命当中出现。
And they experience a great deal of emotional and physical abuse and neglect.
有时候呢，他们里面就经历那种不管是肉体或情绪上的这种被弃绝的感觉。
I have a friend that when she was a child, maybe 7 or 8, she and her brother and sister would be left in the house sometimes for a day or two.
我有个朋友呢，他童年的一个经历，他说呢，在他七八岁的时候，父母亲常常离家出远门，然后把他交给小哥哥小姐姐来照顾。
The parents would go to have their own good time. So you can see why that girl wouldn't trust, can't you?
那父母亲呢常常就出去自己去享受去度假，所以这个孩子呢就变成一个不能信任的一个心理，你这样子你可以理解吗？
And some of you out there have had somewhat the same experience.
有很多人有这样子的经验。
And you're finding it very hard to trust people.
所以你就觉得后来呢很难去信任别人。
Another reason that it's very hard to develop trust is beingput down. In other words, they make you feel foolish and for the way you feel or for what you believe.
有时候呢，另外一个情形会让你不太能信任的原因是你曾经被轻视，被好像贬低了，然后呢，把你好像压制下去的时候也会有这种情形。
When people make fun of your beliefs or when people make fun of how you feel and tell you you're stupid,There's something inside that doesn't want to tell people anymore. You don't trust them.
如果你的信念，你这个人呢，被人家取笑，或者是被人家怀疑，久而久之呢，你就不想再信任任何一个人了。
You know, I guess one of the greater ones is being emotionally hurt in the past. You're not willing to risk getting hurt in the future.
还有一个很严重的就是过去曾经在情绪上受到伤害，所以从此之后呢，你就把自己关起来，你就要避免这种伤害，所以呢，你就不再信任了。
This can happen in all kinds of relationships.
那这种伤害呢，在各种关系上面都会发生。
It can happen because you're neglected in the family. Others, maybe another one is treated better than you.
比如说呢，在家庭里面呢，或许你被家人所忽略，还是说呢，在家人里面呢，你是那个啊比较不被宠的那一个人。
And year after year, you go through this.
那一年一年的经过之后。
Until finally there's something in you that says no one else is going to hurt me.
到后来你有一个这样的一个决心说呢，我不再让任何一个人伤害我了。
There was a woman who was abused sexually by her father and maybe some of her uncles for the good part of her young life.
曾经有一个妇女在她年轻的时候呢，被自己的父亲还有一些伯叔呢有过这种性侵犯。
And she declared she would never trust men again.
所以她就立下这个决心说呢，我不再信任任何一个男人了。
Her first marriage was a disaster.
所以她的第一个婚姻就非常的不好。
But she became a Christian and she married a man that was a Christian.
后来她成为一个基督徒，信耶稣，然后呢，她的先生也成为基督徒。
And so she and her husband had lots of problems.
那就这样呢他们还是有很多的问题。
She didn't want to obey him.
她不想去顺服自己的丈夫。
There was no real trust there.
对她来讲，她不信任自己的丈夫。
But with God's help, they were able to work through this.
但是后来，基于神的帮助，他们就能够破解这样的一个问题，然后后来就得到帮助。
So you see, mistrust can really hurt your future relationships.
不信任的这样的一个特质呢，在你里面会影响到以后你跟人建立关系。
You know, no one likes to be belittled.
没有一个人愿意被藐视。
Making you feel you're not worth much.
那种被藐视的感觉好像自己的价值很少。
You don't like to be misunderstood all the time.
我们也不喜欢被人家误解。
Or just plain ignored.
也不喜欢被人家冷落。
It seems as if you're a nobody, you're not even there.
如果有经过这些经历的话，你会感觉好像我好像什么人都不是，好像别人都不在乎我的存在。
They pay no attention to you.
别人一点都没有注意到我。
Oh, how this brings into your heart mistrust.
这样的话会带给我们里面的不信任。
I guess another one is going through a divorce.
另外一个是离婚的问题。
Ending up a relationship.
关系破裂了。
They may not be able to feel that ever again they can trust a person so that they can build a relationship.
从此之后呢，就会觉得说不再有一个人我可以跟他再建立关系了，所以我不再信任别人了。
Getting married again does not answer this problem.
即使再结婚也没有办法啊来解除这样的困难，这样的问题。
That mistrust goes on and on.
因为这个不信任呢，会继续的在延伸。
Living in an environment that's very emotional, that is very unpredictable, that is violent, this also will make the person very untrusting.
如果一个人的生活环境里面充满着暴力或者是情绪的起伏，有这些因素的话，也会养成一个人不信任。
I used to teach a class of educably retarded children.
我曾经教过特殊教育的孩子。
There was one boy in that class. He was a nice-looking boy.
那在这个有残障的孩子里面呢，有一个男孩子呢，看起来非常的好看。
Very normal in many ways.
看起来就是好像是一个正常的人。
But in his education, he just could not grasp things.
但是呢，在他的这个受教育上面呢，就是有残缺，好像就没有办法学习。
Then I found that he had grown up in a home that was very violent.
那后来我就发现他的成长环境里面呢，充满着暴力。
They would pick him up and throw him against the wall.
比如说呢，他们会被啊抓来，然后撞墙。
There was no security there.
在家里面一点都没有安全感。
And this young man suffered greatly through this.
那这个男孩子呢，就在这样的环境里面受很多的苦。
So there are homes right out there where violence is very real in the home.
所以家庭里面的一些环境因素呢，对一个人呢里面的内心世界是很真实的。
There are women out there that are constantly being hurt or abused either by words or physically by their husband.
有一些妇女妻子呢，在他们的肉体或者是精神上一直被先生虐待。
Sometimes he feels badly and he may come back and he may say to you, I'm sorry, I won't do that again.
有时候先生会回来向自己悔过。
But under a circumstance, maybe he's been drinking or he's mad or whatever else, he hits you again.
但下次生气也好，或者是喝酒也好，又回来一样的，又对你有身体上面的虐待。
And of course, you have built up a mistrust for him.
那这样的话，你对他一样的不信任。
He can come back as often as he wants, but it just doesn't seem to make any difference.
不管他怎么样回转，再一次再一次的，你就觉得说这个改变不了了。
So you see, these are the things that can really keep you from trusting.
那这些都会阻碍到你去信任别人。
You know, many times when you cannot trust, when somebody that comes along that has a very healthy, emotional person that wants to sort of help you, it takes a long time to build that trust.
当你是一个不能信任的人，然后面对一个情绪很健康、很有健全的心态的人要来帮助你的时候，对你也要经过一段时间是很难的。
Actually, we can be taught not to trust.
那我们是被教成、被养成我们不信任。
Some mothers will say, I wouldn't trust anyone.
有时候妈妈说呢，我才不信任人。
You're taught to look at everybody with criticism.
反正呢，都是批评。
And so trust is not a part of you.
所以在你的里面呢，就没有养成这种信任的这样的一个根基。
Let me talk a few minutes about some of the beliefs that people who don't trust, what they really believe.
到底一个不信任的人里面有些什么信念呢？
You know, when you talk to them and you would like to help them, they might say to you, I've been hurt too much in the past. I refuse to be hurt again now or in the future.
他们有这样的信念就是呢，不用帮助我了。我已经太多被伤害的经验了，所以呢，我拒绝被伤害。
They've actually closed themselves in.
等于说他们把自己关起来。
They'll say people aren't all they look to be.
他 他们就说呢，天下的人都一样。
So I just avoid them to survive.
所以我最好是保持距离，好让我自己可以生存。
As soon as you try to trust them, they step on you again.
另外一个信念就是说，只要我稍微信任一点点，放松一点点，他们又要伤害我了。
Maybe you have the belief that no one is to be trusted.
所以呢，你的信念就是呢，没有人我可以信任的。
Maybe you think to yourself, I always get hurt by those that love me.
而且还有一种信念就说呢，那些爱我的人呢，总是会伤害我。
You might think all men and women are dishonest and are never to be trusted.
不管是男是女，他们都是不诚实的，所以呢，不值得我信任。
Some may say, I picked a partner and they left, and so maybe I just can't pick them right.
有时候的信念是这样子的，是我选的，结果呢，我选错了，所以以后呢，我都没有办法选对了。
You know, when I try to do it, I try to trust, it's very short-lived because right away somebody hurts me.
还有一种信念就是呢，每一次只要稍微再往前进一点点，信任某一个人，马上就会被伤害。
Some of you may feel that everyone is out to get you, to do things that will hurt you or get something out of you, and they're going to try to get as much as they can.
有的人有这种信念，就是说呢，好像每一个人都在整我，或者是都想从我取利。
So you live by the principle, before they get me, I'm going to get them.
所以呢，在他们还没有来侵犯你的时候呢，你说那我就要先防范。
Now, these that we have been talking about, these beliefs that you have, and you know, it's something about these that brings a very empty life.
这一些信念，如果你把它放在你的心里面的话，到后来你会发现你的生命是很空虚的。
There are some people that believe you cannot really find anyone that trusts people.
因为呢，你已经有这样的想法，就是你找不到任何一个你可以信任的人。
But that's not true.
这不是事实。
So we're going to talk a little while about how can I learn to trust again.
接下来我们要谈一点，怎么样我可以学习信任人家。
I think one of the first things that you have to understand and try to reach out is hope in the goodness of man.
首先第一步，你要再次来重整自己对于人的这种希望。
You see, this is the chance you take on the willingness to take a risk that all people are not evil, all people are not bad, all people are not ill-willed.
换句话说，你要这样想，不是每一个人都像以前这么的坏，或者是都这么的会侵犯我。
So this is one of the first things that you have to really accept and internalize in you is that you do have a hope for mankind.
意思是说呢，还是有一些人是值得你信任的，所以你对人要有盼望。
We need to have faith in the fairness of life.
对于我们的人生的前途的这种公平公义呢，我们要有一个信心。
Many of you would want to debate with me on this.
有的人可能要跟我辩驳这一点呢。
But you know, if as a person, you would begin to live a life that people can see that you're fair, that you're honest, that you're doing things that are right, these things will come back to you at some time.
如果你自己是一个愿意持守你的正直，你的公平还有你的诚实的话，这一些有一天都会回报过来给你的。
You see, having faith in the fairness is an attitude that helps you to open to others and to risk being hurt.
事实上，当你愿意相信人生是可以很公平的时候呢，那会帮助你再一次的踏出去信任别人，或者是让你可以走出以前的那些伤害。
Because you begin to believe in what is sown will be reaped.
那你会开始相信说呢，事实上你种什么就收什么。
And those that you cannot trust, they will reap that thing in their life.
那些伤害你不让你信任那些人呢，他们所种的，他们也会收这样的结果。
But if you can begin to learn to sow that kind of fairness and trust and honesty, it will come back to you.
所以只要你好好的来撒这些诚实、公平，还有正直的这样的种子的话，有一天你会收成的。
And one of the important things is you must believe that there is a power greater than yourself.
最重要的是你要相信有一个比你更有能力的这样的一个存在。
This is to recognize that there is a God.
那就是说呢，有一位神。
And he does have a plan for your life.
他对你的人生是有计划的。
And that he will help you through life.
他会帮你带着你来经过你的人生。
That finally you found someone that will never fail you.
那你就发现你所找到这一位神呢，从来不会对你食言，绝对不会让你失望。
That will help you to let go of your anger and your hate and your mistrust.
这样的话，你的所有过去的恼恨啊，或者是你的那些不信任啊，就会因为有这位神，你就可以避免，就可以去掉了。
You see, the God of the universe that controls the universe can help control your life.
这一位托住全世界宇宙，这一位掌管宇宙的神，当然可以掌管你的人生。
When we can let go of these things and trust God and just let Him work them out in our lives.
如果你愿意放掉铲除过去这些不信任的这些障碍的话，那你就好好的信任神。
You need to get in a healing environment.
你需要进入一个被医治的这样的一个阶段。
That means that you begin to believe and trust in people.
你开始要去信任人了。
You're willing to forgive.
你愿意原谅人。
You're willing then to try to find someone that you can trust.
然后你因为从现在开始呢，你要找到一个人可以来托付、来信任。
And you can see the healing process in your life as you find that person that you really learn to trust.
那你就在这个过程当中，你学习信任他，你就开始被医治了，就会开始痊愈了。
Stop competing with people.
不要一再的跟人家比较。
Don't try to feel I must be better than them, or I must have everything, or I must be the boss.
不要总是想要比人家好，比人家高，好像要当老板，不要老是跟人家竞争。
When you do, you make barriers to trust.
那如果你这样的话，有可能你也会变成一个不信任的人。
And then you must take a risk.
然后你就这样子想，我要冒险。
You must be willing to open to someone.
即使我冒险，我愿意再次敞开，对别人敞开我自己。
At first, you don't tell them all your great secrets.
当然，不要一下子就告诉对方所有你里面的秘密。
But somehow, as you've been with them, maybe working with them, maybe in some social, you begin to see this person is really an honest person.
后来你就慢慢去发现去学到说对方这个人事实上是可以让你信任的，他是诚实的。
You see that they never talk about people.
因为你看到他从来不讲别人。
And little by little you begin to think, I can take a risk with this person.
所以一点一点的你就比较可以让自己敢去冒险再次来信任这个人。
You must let go of your fear.
你的过去的害怕让他离开。
You must open yourself even to hurt.
即使是有伤害也要敞开你自己。
And, but you will see that in the end, it will be a blessing.
这样的话你就发现后来是一个对你是一个祝福。
Trust the Lord and your fellow man.
好好的信任神也信任人。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担， 请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。